Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 131 of the 80%. It's now the Burr months and it will be more difficult to save money given that the holidays are coming. Big online sales and bazaars are just around the corner. Today, I'll give you quick tips on how to start saving money even during this time when there's a lot of temptation to spend. I hope you find these helpful. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. If I go out and ask a random person, I'm very sure that they'll agree with me that saving is important. Pero bakit hindi lahat ng tao may savings? Bakit maraming tao ang nahihirapang mag-ipon? So why is it hard to save? I guess the answer is because most people focus too much on the end goal, which is to spend less than what they're earning. And they don't spend as much time in thinking about how to reach that destination. Financial success is 80% behavior and only 20% head knowledge. If we want to improve our financial habits, we have to look into our behavior, into our mindset, into our habits. And today, to help you improve your finances, I'm going to share with you 3 quick tips on how you can save money. Particularly, I'm going to share with you a tip on how you can learn new habits easier, the importance of creating new systems, and the necessity of having new perspectives when it comes to your money. First, how can you make it easier to learn new habits? And according to behavioral scientists, one effective strategy is to design your environment for success. This means making it easier for you to do good habits. For example, pagdating sa pagsisave, we always recommend that you pay yourself first. Pagdating ng sweldo, immediately take away a portion of it and put it in your savings. This way, you don't have to think about saving anymore for the rest of the month. This is so much easier because saving is automatic. Pagdating ng sweldo, save kagad. Unlike the old strategy na magtitipid ka, you will constantly tell yourself na wag maging magastos, and of course that creates some friction, that creates some negative feeling, some self-pity along the way. Moreover, you should set aside an amount that you can easily save. Kung ang budget mo ay medyo tight at ang kaya mo lang talagang isave every month is 100 pesos, okay lang yon, at least 100 pesos pa rin yon. Don't force yourself to save an amount of money that will make it difficult for you to follow that saving habit. May kilala ako, nag-commit siya, 5,000 pesos every month daw ang kanyang isisave. Unfortunately, nahirapan siyang sundin ito because if you look at his cash flow, it is only possible for him to save 5,000 pesos per month if he will only spend on necessities. At hindi masaya ang buhay pag puro necessities lang or puro needs lang ang gastos mo. You have to allow yourself to spend some money on your wants. Kailangan meron ka ring fund for having fun. Sabi ko sa kanya, why not just save 1,000 pesos? Kung yun talaga yung kaya ng budget mo sa ngayon, okay lang. This way, you can save money easily and without having to feel bad about yourself. On the other hand, when it comes to bad financial habits, you can also design your environment so that it will be harder for you to do those. Ang pinakasimpleng naisip ko na example is uninstall your shopping apps. Lalo na kapag may mga monthly sale, para maiwasan mo na yung temptation na mag-check kung ano ba yung mga pwedeng bilhin, just uninstall your shopping apps. Kung nag-worry ka na bigla kang mapa-impulse purchase pag pumunta ka sa mall, then just leave your credit cards behind. So make it harder to do bad habits while making it easier for you to do good habits. The second tip is to create new systems and never rely solely on willpower. So umpisa, we can rely on our motivation, our discipline, our willpower to save money. Pero nauubos kasi ito. It's better na during the time na inspired pa tayo na magtipid, inspired tayo mag-ipon, ay gumawa tayo ng sistema na pwede nating i-follow automatically, a system that we can easily follow. And itong sistema na to, itong process na to, it should have specific and clear rules. Hindi natin pwede sabihin na magtitipid ka na or mag-iipon ka na. Dapat clear and specific magkano yung isisave mo. Mas maganda, it will be more efficient, it will be easier to commit to a specific amount of money that you'll save every month. Another tip that can help you become more consistent in your good habits is to connect it and work with activities or habits that you currently have. For example, there was a time na gusto ko talaga maging consistent sa pagpaplano ng aking weekly spending plan. Yung weekly budget ko, ginagawa ko yan every Sunday. And habit ko kasi every Sunday na nagvi-visit sa parents ko. After ko mag-visit sa kanila pagdating ko sa bahay, that's the next thing that I usually do. I open up my computer and work on my weekly budget. Since habit ko na pumupunta sa parents ko every Sunday, pag uwi ko, nagiging automatic na rin yung katawan ko na magbubukas ng computer. So there's less willpower that I need. Kasi parang naging muscle memory ko na pag uwi ko sa bahay, diretso ako dun sa computer. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another financial habit that I have is that pag na-receive ko yung utility bills, pag dumating na yung billing ng kuryente, for example, ay binabayaran ko siya kagad. At yung billing statement, nare-receive ko siya sa email. And since it's my habit to check my email every day, kapag na-receive ko yung email na billing statement, ginawa kong habit na automatic, magbabayad na ako kagad. I will not close my inbox, I will not move to the next email unless I pay my electric bill first. So, develop a system that's easy to follow with specific and clear rules. And it will be helpful to work with activities or habits that you already have. Idugtong mo or i-incorporate mo sa mga existing habits mo. And when it comes to systems, it's also important to have a number that you can measure. Sinabi na natin dati, you cannot improve what you don't measure. For example, you're trying to build your emergency fund. Ang target na emergency fund mo is 100,000. It would be good to check every month kung lumalapit ka ba dun sa goal mo. You should go for progress and not perfection. Inevitably, merong mga months na medyo mahihirapan ka mag-save. Ang importante ay nag-save ka pa rin kahit na konti. May mga buwan na malaki yung na-save mo. Then, congratulate yourself also and try to see ano yung ginawa mo that month kaya malaki yung natipid mo. So, it's important to have a number that you can measure so you can see if you are doing well and if you did exceptionally better at that particular period, you can look back and check ano ba yung mga ginawa mo na pwede mong gawin ulit next month para magtuloy-tuloy yung progress mo. Ultimately, a number that we can measure for the rest of our life is, of course, our net worth. Kahit quarterly, we can compute or calculate yung assets natin, we can calculate our liabilities, and compute our net worth. And make sure na yung net worth natin ay umaakyat year after year. Just be consistent in improving your net worth, and I'm very sure you'll achieve financial success. Lastly, it's important to have new perspectives when it comes to money. And sometimes this requires you redefining your old beliefs about money. For instance, one common mistake that I observe is that people save money for the sake of saving. They try to save money because they believe that it's the right thing to do. But that's an incomplete thought. You are actually saving money because there are things that you want to spend on, there are things that you want to buy in the future. And it will help you become more inspired, to become more motivated in your saving habit if you know specifically what are your saving goals. What are you saving up for? Kung ikaw ay nag-iipon kasi gusto mong magbakasyon kayo ng family mo, next year mag-out-of-town vacation kayo, then that will be a very good motivation to avoid impulse purchases. Pag nasa mall ka, may nakita kang nakasale na damit, sasabihin mo lang sa sarili mo, gusto mo bang bilhin yung bagong damit na nakasale or makapag-out-of-town vacation kayo ng family mo. Ngayon, depende na ito sa values mo. And I will not tell you which one is the right thing to do. Eventually, kung ang pinili mo ay bilhin yung bagong damit, okay lang. Pero, you have to be aware and you have to be okay na pinipili mo yung damit para sa sarili mo over the quality time that you'll have with your family. You're saving money not just for the long term. You're investing money not just for your retirement. You have your financial goals. You have your short term. You have your medium term goals. Ano ba yung mga gusto mong bilhin next year, 2 years, 3 years from now? And yun yung pinag-iipunan natin. It's important to always have this in mind. Kung meron kang vision board or dream board, that will definitely help you visualize kung ano ba yung motivation mo, bakit ka nag-iipon. And that will really help you save money. Ultimately, our goal is not to become rich. Our ultimate goal is to afford the life that we want. Meron tayong mga gustong bilhin, gustong gawin, may mga pangarap tayo sa buhay para sa sarili natin, para sa pamilya natin. And saving money is the first step towards achieving those goals. Hindi lang tayo nag-iipon, hindi lang tayo nagsisave, nag-iinvest kasi gusto nating maging milyonaryo. Meron tayong buhay na gustong marating. And it's important to remember that because by constantly reminding ourselves of why we are doing this, it will give us the motivation and the inspiration to move forward. Personal finance is personal. And if you want to save money, it's not as simple as forcing yourself to spend less or following money-saving tips that others tell you to do. It requires looking around you, observing your daily routines, and having self-awareness on the things you can control and change. Ultimately, your saving habit is a product of personal decisions that you choose to take. And it won't happen overnight. It's a commitment to yourself, an act that you choose to do every day, every week, every month, every year. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.